At 5:21 Friday afternoon, the federal government told Anthropic to pull two of its best models, and Anthropic pulled them for the entire planet.
It's Sunday, June 14th, 2026. Here's the rundown. One model offline by order. A GLM launch with no benchmarks. 21 zero days in FFmpeg. And a seed fund handing the money back.
Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick ordered Anthropic to suspend all access to Fable 5 and Mythos 5 for any foreign national, anywhere, including its own employees. There is no clean way to enforce that, so Anthropic disabled both models worldwide for everyone. Every other model stays up.
And read the mechanism there because it matters. They didn't choose to go dark. They couldn't comply at the user level. So the only switch they had was the global one.
First time a leading lab has taken a deployed model offline because Washington said to.
The part that should bother every builder is where it started. Per the journal, Amazon's Andy Jassy warned Treasury that Amazon researchers had jailbroken Fable 5 into cyber attack relevant output.
Amazon is one of Anthropic's largest investors, billions in, with a $100 billion cloud commitment coming back the other way.
So a national security action originated from a commercial partner's own red team. That's not a regulator finding an exploit in the wild. That's an investor's internal demo becoming federal policy.
Anthropic's version is narrower. They say the technique is asking the model to read a code base and fix flaws, that it surfaced a few previously known minor vulnerabilities, and that GPT 5.5 does the same thing.
Sachs tells it harder. Trusted partner finds a jailbreak. The administration asks Dario to fix or de-deploy. He refuses. Two stories, and the gap between them is the whole question.
If you build on either model, what do you do this morning?
Treat them as gone today. Don't wait for clarity. Pin your stack to models with no pending directive, which right now is the rest of the Anthropic lineup, GPT 5.5, and an open weight fallback.
The architectural lesson is the durable one.
Any product whose core is a single proprietary endpoint just inherited that endpoint's political risk. And that risk arrived in an afternoon. No appeal, no notice. You can't engineer around a legal switch flipped in another building.
Run a multi-provider router. Keep one open-weight model warm enough to serve degraded traffic.
And the thing to actually watch isn't the security argument. It's whether a model gets redeployed once the technical basis is examined in daylight. That tells you if this was a one-time scare or the new normal.
Anthropic says more in the next 24 hours.
On the wire, Jipu shipped GLM 5.2 to every coding plan tier Friday. 1 million token context, 2 thinking presets, and 0 benchmarks at launch.
Existing subscribers switch with one end variable change, and it works out of the box with Claude Code, Klein, Goose. Until SWE bench verified posts, any beats Claude claim is extrapolation, not data.
There's also an open source AI must-win manifesto climbing the rankings as Anthropic's models go dark.
It ships no code and no benchmarks, just a posture. But it got the best demonstration it could ask for on Friday, and it didn't have to write a line of it.
And a new administration order targets statistical noise in census data, the technique behind 2020's differential privacy.
That math was adopted because researchers reconstructed 46.5% of the population from the 2010 data. Title 13 still requires no individual be revealed, so the Bureau needs a replacement. It's a direction signal, not a method yet.
Andrew Ng's iSuite topped GitHub today. One unified interface across providers.
Timing writes the pitch for them. If your product hardcodes one endpoint, this is the weekend to abstract it. Switching providers should be a config change, not a refactor.
Local inference had a moment too. A two-card build, an RTX 5080 paired with a 3090, serves Qwen 3.6 27B at Q8, 80 tokens a second.
Fast enough for interactive coding, mixed generation cards, no matched data center GPUs. Keeping a model on your own hardware stopped being a hobbyist stunt and became a hedge against both pricing and politics.
And PyoDide 3.14 lets Python packages publish WebAssembly wheels straight to PyPI.
That cuts the packaging pain that made browser-side Python deployments miserable. If you're building client-side ML tooling, that's a real friction gone.
One research effort turned up 21 zero days in FFmpeg.
FFmpeg is buried in nearly every media pipeline and most AI ingestion stacks. If you process user-supplied video anywhere near it, audit your version and sandbox the decode path now. The blast radius is huge because the dependency is invisible.
Arch Linux says its AUR malware incident is contained, but the count crossed 1,500 packages.
If you pulled from the AUR recently, treat your build environment as suspect and rebuild from clean sources.
And 10th gen Honda Civic updates were found signed with the public AOSP test keys.
Anyone can forge an update the car will trust. Ship with debug signing keys and your entire update channel is an open door.
TensorZero archived its repo Thursday and returned the unused capital, having spent under half of a $7.3 million seed led by Firstmark.
That's not a flameout, it's consolidation. ClickHouse bought Langfuse in a $400 million round at a $15 billion valuation, and the labs ship native gateways now.
If you depend on it, the code persists but rots against changing APIs. Migration paths are Helicone, Langfuse on ClickHouse, or BrainTrust.
Returning the money is the honest move, and it's rarer than it should be.
Google Research is turning decommissioned Android phones into a distributed, low-carbon compute fabric. Each phone is a self-contained ARM node with its own battery.
That's actually clever. Reusing them dodges both the embodied carbon of new silicon and the grid draw. Small scale today, but it points at edge inference running on hardware that was headed for e-waste.
And Renault detailed a wound rotor motor that uses no rare earth magnets at all.
The relevance for infra isn't the car, it's the pattern. As compute and electrification both strain the same constrained materials, designs that route around choke points earn a premium beyond unit economics.
The tape. Watching Amazon, medium conviction. Its CEO personally triggered the action that dark pulled its largest investees' two best models, 6 weeks before an Anthropic IPO that would mark up Amazon's own stake.
Reputational plus markdown risk. Both small against a $2 trillion cap. A relationship to watch, not an earnings event.
Long Alphabet, medium. The single provider tale is now a realized event, and Gemini Enterprise is the multi-sourced landing spot, already compounding near 40% quarter on quarter.
That's the highest conviction print. It's wrong if Anthropic restores both models before July 31st. And Alphabet's Q2 cloud shows no sequential Gemini acceleration. Settles by end of August.
Also long Microsoft, low, and watching Alibaba, low.
The tape is the desk's scorecard, not advice.
Quick break, two from the desk.
One we know well, vote.direct. If you're on an HOA or a board, it runs your elections digitally, secure, verifiable, no paper, no clipboard in the lobby. Point your counsel to vote.direct.
And if this is your 10 minutes of AI for the day, get the written edition too. The full wire, free every morning. Leave your email at nextbig.dev. HR 6028 would rush an overhaul of the US Copyright Office, the EFF warns.
Apple migrated its TrueType hinting interpreter to Swift.
React OS now runs 3D accelerated Half-Life on real hardware.
Someone reverse engineered the adder inside Intel's 1980-8087 floating point chip.
And pancreatic tumor research may point to a cancer master switch. Our call. At least one of Fable 5 or Mythos 5 gets redeployed to customers within 90 days. Once the jailbreak claim is examined in daylight and found too thin to justify a permanent pull.
We're wrong if both stay fully suspended for all customers. No partial restore on September 14. That's when it settles,